Hello, everyone. This is Corey Whitlock from the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Welcome back. It's November the 7th. Yes, right. And I'm finally getting back to my podcast. Been away, vacation, and there's going to be more vacations. There's going to be breaks every now and then. Like everybody. And I'm also going to make some more tapes. So I just can uplink them and everything. But as I say in my commercial, I'm going to talk about some other stuff. Like, I forgot what I said I was going to talk about. But maybe it'll come to mind before I go. But it is what it is in the government, you know. The government, we're supposed to get another stimulus check. We never got it. Joe Biden never gave it to us. And I wish we would have got that $2,000 a month, because we still need it. You know, we still need that and everything. But I wish I can remember what I said I was going to talk about, you know. But too bad. I will remember in the next podcast, okay? I did say we're going to talk, get back to the basics, strange phenomenons, you know, UFOs, military black ops and stuff like that, black secret stuff they be doing, all that strange abandoned homes and insane silence. Abandoned insane silence, you know, where they keep the real sick people. And we're talking about the abandoned ones all over the world. I'm going to be looking up on YouTube and finding them, and we're going to be talking about that. You know, some people like to go there and see what's there, and they got stories to tell on YouTube and stuff. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk about it myself. And then maybe in a couple seasons down the road or something like that, we get phone calls and y'all audience can call up and tell me about your experience in abandoned homes and all. You know, I would love to hear about them. You know, it was just amazing. You know, it would be just amazing that I can hear about your stories too. You know. And, well, that's what we're going to talk about. And I got my Star Trek shirt on that I got from a couple months ago. Y'all can't see me right now because I don't got YouTube up yet. Like I said, we just getting back and everything. And the reason you don't hear, go with the flow. As I say, you got to pay for the royalty music. And that haven't been done yet. So another payment for a speaker so I can keep on talking with my podcast. Got to pay that. And also got to pay for the royalty. And speaker give you a link to those people who do the royalty and all, you know. So we'll get it together, you know. That music right there. And that's what I'm talking about. I only can give you a little bit of it because I ain't paid. Like I said, I ain't paying for the royalty payment yet. But I'm sure it won't hurt just to give you a little taste. But we're all changing the music too. So when I pay the royalty thing, my account with the people that I get the music from, I'll find some new music. It'll probably be maybe some new music, okay? But Gone with the Flow been with me since the time I started, you know? And I just love Gone with the Flow, you know? And I'd like to thank those people who made that, and thank you for letting us use your music and everything for the last 2 years and everything. Sorry for the mishap over the years when I didn't pay and everything. Y'all sent me a couple emails and all. It's a lot going on in the world, guys. It's a whole lot. The Build Better Plan. Boy, they giving Joe Biden a acorn. These Republicans, they need to step. Every last Republican need to step down. Step down and step down now, you know. Just put some new, wipe out the whole Republican Party and put new Republican parties in. You know, put new people in. Since Obama gone, I just went and independent, you know. Let's go for state, city, and government. I'm independent. That's how I'm going to start voting now, independent. I'm not with any party. Because any of the parties, both parties are buttholes. It's two Democrats don't want to sign the bill, you know. They having trouble with some two egghead Democrats. Free community college. Think of that, people. Free community college. Who cares how we pay for it? The people who get, the man who run Amazon, the man who run Microsoft, the man who run Facebook, they billionaires. Billionaires. How come they can't pay their fair share of taxes? Huh? So they can help pay for this. You know, they should be willing. They're Americans. They got American business. We use their products. You know, we use Microsoft. We use Facebook. We shop at Amazon and Walmart and all of the stores. Why these people don't want to kick in just a little bit of tax? Just a little bit of tax. That's all Joe Biden asking for. A little bit of tax, you know? My goodness, y'all guys. Come on. People from Facebook, the man who runs Microsoft, I got Xbox. I buy the Xbox games from you. I play Xbox and a billion other people do. So you 10 times billionaire, you know? And you run Microsoft. Apple. The people from Apple. People from Facebook. We use your format, man. And this thing that you'd be doing with for the Republicans, you need to stop. Okay? Stop it. You're causing a lot of trouble. You turn this place apart, this America apart. Mr. Whoever you are, whatever your name is, who discovered Facebook, okay? You need to stop. You need to change your Facebook, you know? And whoever putting up hate messages and stuff like that, you need to track them down, block them, and everything. Come on, man. You can't go backwards. I don't care you were raised with not knowing black people. You got black people running on your software, on your format, you know, that made you who you are. So, I don't get it, you know, I just don't get it. Why, you know? So that's that, you know, and it is what it is, you know, and that's what I keep saying to myself. But man, you people, come on, y'all gotta wake up, you know, you gotta wake up, you know, and don't let this country fall apart. This is one of the greatest countries in the world. You go overseas, you'll see a lot of great countries, probably more beautiful than this, you know. And my God, you know, this is not the only greatest country in the world. You know, yeah, we got a lot of freedom here and everything. Anytime white police officers can shoot somebody, shoot an innocent person and get away with it, you know we got a lot of freedom. I mean, you know, that's I guess that's the way it is. That's the way they look. But it's just too much stuff going on, guys. Really too much stuff. I mean, stuff is going on in the world. And it's just, I mean, do we have control of this? Do we actually have control of this place? Do we actually have control of America right now? I don't think we do, you know, actually, because after Donald Trump, this place been, well, it's still standing strong. I mean, we're a tough country. I mean, we're really a tough country. And when some national disaster happens, we stand by each other, no matter whether we black or white or Democrat or Republican. We come rushing to the rescue. I've seen it on the news and stuff like that. We do. Some of us, anyway. Those are the ones that want to stay in the closet and hate people and because of the color of their skin or because they gay or they have a disability and they can't function like you can, you know, that's prejudice too, you know, prejudice against disability people who can't read as much as you can, you know, like I said, I have a disability, I'm going to put it out there, you know, autistic, whatever you want to call it, don't hurt me, but I paying my own bills, paying my own gas and electric, paying my own rent, you know, hopefully 2022 or maybe 2023, I would get my own driver license. I mean, let me tell you a story. People think just because I have a disability, my kid's going to function just like me. But I got a story for you. That's right. It's a little guy that's related to me. His name is Michael. And he's a really, really smart guy, guys. I mean, he got his head on straight and everything. And he's a handsome young man. He got himself a girlfriend. His girlfriend work at Amazon. She's a high function. She's a got a big position at Amazon. He got two jobs where he work at DHL. And he got a work for BG&E, selling some stuff, sell like Wishcoms. I mean, those I forgot what they was, but you know those things to make you get energy from the sun. I can think of it. Probably I'll think of it in that. You know, I'm getting up there in age, so. But that's what he do, and he go to college so he can be a nurse. And his name is Michael. He's my son. And he got his driver's license before daddy got his driver's license. He got his driver's license. I think this is what I was going to tell you about. And, you know, some fathers will be jealous and mad about that. Not me. I'm on cloud nine. You know, I am super proud of Michael. In fact, I'm super proud of all of them. Right now, especially Ashley. Once I get in touch with Donald, we're gonna see where he's at in life. He's getting in his 30s. You know, Ashley is in her late 20s, and Michael in his middle 20s, and we got Jessica and Maya, which in their late teens and early 20s. My five babies, you know, and each one of them smart. Smart. Sometimes they're even smarter than daddy. That's a good thing. That's a really, really good thing. You know why? Because I said so is a good thing. That's why. Because I'm their daddy, and I think that's a good thing. But like I said, some mothers, some fathers will be really jealous of their kids because they did things before them. No, not me. that's just encouraged me to go out there more to go get my driver's license, you know. He just encouraged me more to get my driver's license. And as far as that, I'm going to do it, you know. I'm definitely going to go get my license because that's encouragement. And a lot of kids encourage their parents, you know, to come encourage their parents after maybe a bad divorce or something happened and they got kids and go over there and say, come on, mom and dad, you got to get it up. Let's go, you know. And I think that's the way my kids are, you know. I think they more like me than they are like Candy, you know, especially Michael. He got 98% of me in him. All that goodness and smartness, knowledge, wisdom, courage. He got that from me, you know. And I'll take ownership of that, you know. And he was talking about the girl. He got himself a little white girl, and he got in trouble with that girl and all. And he said, never again, no more white girls. So that's my downside, liking white girls and all. And yeah, like I said, he got a little bit of me in him. But he know when to quit, you know. I didn't. I just let it flow, you know. I wasn't thinking with my wisdom or not my brain. No, I was thinking between my legs, you know. And that's why I got six kids. And that's why Candy did what she did to me. You know, because she really got the best of me, because I give her that credit, you know. But she didn't come out a winner with that. She did not come out a winner. You know why? I did, because I just gave myself to God, you know. And I just pray for my kids. And I say, God, please look after my kids. Don't let them get into no kind of trouble. Don't let the devil or the enemy get a hold to them. Put them on a path of righteousness and goodness. And he did it. I said a lot more stuff than that, but he did it. He answered my prayer, you know. And I think he said he got in a lot of trouble and everything. And once he got himself back, he was trying to look. He went to the dollar store, and he remembered where I lived at. So, and to make a long story short, he knocked on our Nancy's door and everything. And then he sent me on Instagram. He said he had to start his Facebook and everything all over again. That white girl put him through, he said he would never go through that again. And I just hope that this girl that he got, they both would do good by each other. And they got my blessings in wish, you know. And I just hope that he found one and he's happy. And now we are father and son joint and trying to find Jessica Whitlock. So that's one thing I was wanting to ask my listeners here in Baltimore, and those who go to church here in Baltimore. Baltimore only. If you know a Jessica Whitlock or you work at Department of Social Service, please, please help us find her, because it's a long story. We went to court back in 2017. My lawyer didn't do anything. I don't know what went in that room. They took her from my ex-wife and haven't seen her since. And the things that my ex-wife said, I got it on paper, you know. She told the person that comes and inspect the home for the court. She told them a lot of things. Got it right on paper and everything. I kept those two papers, my report and her report. And actually, my ex-wife, she failed her report. And I passed mine because my house was cleaner. And and was in the process of moving my junk out, and I just got the money after the stimulus checks and stuff like that, and getting the junk out of my apartment. Had been in there since I moved there, you know, and I'm finally getting this junk out, and junk other people brought to my apartment and stuck here. I ain't saying no names, but his name is T.W. But still got some mattress and some other stuff to get out from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And, yeah, I do got a person that's supposed to help me to get it out. But I waited on him. That junk, the first junk, I would have never got out, you know. And once I got that first wave of junk out, I cleaned the floors up. And then I'm just waiting for the second and third and finally the fourth wave of junk. And now the reason I'm doing that because, reason I'm doing sections because I don't have enough money to move everything, you know. So I just have them to come, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, come back like every 3 months to move the mattresses and then move, I got another, some kind of chair that Tim Watkins gave me. Don't want it. It's just a mouse trap and all that stuff. And then the sofa. That sofa, that gotta go. It's all broke up and everything. It's gotta go. And the good news is, I'm moving. September 2022. It's not because I'm gonna move away from Aunt Nancy and them. And I'm gonna, I just came over, me and my son, we went over there the other day, so I've been over there for the first time since the pandemic the other day, and going to start going over there more often, but anyway, and my brother called, Bryant, and talked to him, you know, so we're going to get together, we're going to get everything together, he's coming over for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we're going to, try to get Jessica and get Donald and Ashley. And with Ashley won't be with us on Thanksgiving, but she will be over here now on. Because we're going to, hopefully we can grab her and just, you know, bring her and take her somewhere and all. You know, I haven't called her for her birthday or nothing like that this year. And I wish I would have another thing, but that just missed the birthday. And last year I called her for a birthday. This year I didn't. And usually called Donald for his birthday and didn't. I don't have no excuse, you know. No excuse why. But I admit I didn't. Usually do, but they doing good, and I just got to get a hold of Donald and find these people who have them, and hopefully hopefully they can give me contact with him and all. And this time, just let him know he can't call me while I'm working. He has to wait till I get off, then I'll talk to him, you know. So had him on the phone a couple months ago, you know, before the pandemic and all, had phone number and everything. But, you know, things just get weird, you know. Those people that he got, that take care of him and everything, you know. I just wish things would have came out different. But, like I said, Michael is doing great. We're going to try to find Jessica. And anybody that know Jessica or knows a social worker to work on a case or social workers to work on a case that's listening to this, help us out, please. And everybody else who believe in God and miracles, pray for us that we find Jessica. Okay? We just don't know where she's located at. She's not missing or nothing. We just don't know where she's located. And we just got to find her so she can join her family and all. You know, we're hoping that she's doing good. Hope that I don't have to hire a PI to find her. If I have to, I will. I'm not going to stop till I find my little baby girl. And then there's Myra. We got to find Myra's phone number and everything. So once we do all of that, I told y'all that I'm going to have a special guest on the show. It's all coming back to me now. I'm going to have a special guest. And those special guests are, wait for it, take a commercial break, and I tell you. Okay, everybody, welcome back. So I told you that we're gonna have some special guests as soon as we get them all together, as soon as we get everybody together. And those special guests are Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra. And I'm gonna have them on the talk show. And probably, I don't know how long it's gonna take, maybe. It will be a while before we get everybody together, but hopefully I'll have some better sound equipment and everything, and I still don't have the big computer yet, but I'm working on it. But I have to get back on the air. I had to get my audience back and all. So my people that to promote my podcast can promote the podcast and all, and get more listeners and stuff like that. But sooner than I get some more episodes up, and I will be doing some more live show, live like this, we'll get everything together, okay? Soon I find information, I'm gonna text my son, see if he get anything, ask him to send me the phone number, so I can, call the social workers and all, and hopefully we can find Myra too, and get some service coordinator to look up my, Donald, and find Donald, where Donald at, and just hope that they doing fine, you know. Like I said, if you believe in God and everything, and just pray that they okay. And that's all I want everyone to do. And things will be, I know things are going to get better and everything. And the reason I decided to go live on the first day because I just want everybody to know hopefully this thing can hear me, and I'm talking to everybody, you know. But it's good to be back and everything. For the Star Trek stuff, Star Trek is starting Discovery. It's starting the fourth season. I'm just hoping that we get two more seasons. So Paramount Plus, people at Paramount and CBS, if you're listening, please, just two more seasons, if you can. Discovery, we got to give the captain two more seasons, okay? And try to get some standalone episodes so fans can be satisfied, okay? So we can get more fans to watch. And maybe we'll get a seventh season, you know? Reason I said that, because all the Star Trek shows had a bumpy ride, you know. Even the original Star Trek was on for three seasons. I know, that's right, Captain Kirk, Spock, and McCoy, and all of them was on three seasons. Star Trek Next Generation got lucky because it was already big and popular, but they was going to pull the plug on Next Generation if they didn't change. But so by the third or fourth season, Generation, they was going to pull the plug. But they got good episodes. Then we got Deep Space Nine. People weren't were happy with the space station. But as seasons went on, and probably in that third or fourth season, people started accepting it, start watching it more, and become one of the best Star Trek series ever, you know? It beat out Next Generation and the original Star Trek and another Star Trek that came before them. You know, DS9 is one of the best Star Trek series out there. A black captain, first time black captain, played by Alvin Brooks, who led a team on a space station, controlled by the Federation and all. And great show. Go to CBS, Paramount Plus. This drive is only $9.99. I'm sure you can afford that. I mean, you go to Starbucks, your coffee is probably that much too. So I'm sure you can afford $9.99. And just start watching the great shows of Star Trek. You know, we got a lot of them now. Paramount and CBS is joined together again. And we getting a whole bunch of Star Trek. Viacom, CBS, and Paramount is just joined together again, and it's giving us Star Trek, you know. I mean, we got a lot of NCSI, you know, so we got a lot of Star Trek, too. Matter of fact, I'm having an NCSI marathon right now. I haven't watched NCSI Hawaii yet, but I'm going to watch it. And I'm going back to NCSI New Orleans. And I'm going to watch NCSI Los Angeles. And I'm going to watch NCSI Hawaii. They were one of my favorite shows. You know? And they some of the best shows is on. And I hope they continue these shows too. Because it's a show just like Star Trek. But without the Star Trek uniforms and all. It's Navy. They got uniforms, they dress alike, they got NCSI hats and stuff, and they're a team. Same thing on the bridge of the Enterprise. They're a team. It's almost the same identity. You know, different shows and different time periods and different selection of the entertainment. Action adventure, science fiction and adventure. So, and they deal with the stories from the Navy, you know, and Star Trek deal with stories from what's going, the future. And but Gene Roddenberry built his show on the Navy design, and he called it the Wagon Wheels to the Stars. It was just like the Navy ships, you know, captain, commander, lieutenants. So both shows is popular. And I call them the twins the Twins shows, because they just write, you know. So they both show, both of those shows is good, and I guess you can catch NCSI all shows throughout the week, and you go to Paramount, pay the $9.99, and you can get Discovery and Picard and Lower Decks and the new cartoon, Star Trek cartoon, and you can get the past Star Treks, the original Star Trek, TNG, DS9, Enterprise, and Voyager. So Voyager, I got my favorite character on Voyager. He's a Black Vulcan. Forgot his name, but he's one of my favorite characters. On Next Generation, it's Worf. He's my favorite character on Next Generation. The original is Michelle Nicholson. Her character named Uhura. That's my favorite character on the original. On Deep Space Nine, on Enterprise, it's Montgomery. Mayflower. He's my favorite character. And he's an ensign. And that show was cut off at fourth season. But I believe he would have got ranked to lieutenant after that show. He probably even took the captain chair. You know? Great character. Didn't get a chance to deliver before they took the show off. And Deep Space Nine was Captain Benjamin Sisko. Definitely my favorite character. And Michael Berman on Discovery. She's my favorite captain of all times, followed behind Captain Benjamin. Those two captains are my favorite captains. And I got the action figures. Got Captain Benjamin and I got Captain Michael's action figure. And they beautiful, beautiful. And I got Captain Kirk and Picard. And I got Worf. But beautiful characters. Beautiful characters. I'm going to get the whole thing, you know. I like all the characters and all the actors and all. I'm not prejudiced or nothing. But they just my favorite. For a reason. And you don't know the reason. Just go back to 2020 and go back to 2016. And then you'll find out the reason. And this go to order from 2016 until the time he got kicked out the White House. Then you know why they are my favorite characters. You know? But the former president is gone. Don't really want to talk about him. He's nobody now. He's history. Hopefully he stays in the history book. Hopefully he's rotten in the history book, you know. And just pray for him. People, that's all I can tell you. Pray for him. And don't say nothing bad about him, no. Don't say bad things about him, nothing like that. Because it will come back and haunt you, okay. Just don't do that. But he's a human. He's a human being. He just didn't know what to do with all that power. He didn't know what to do with all that power. And it went to his head, you know? So, and he brought out a lot of bad people, a really lot of bad people, who still talk about this election. Most people forgot about the election, and they still talking about this election. And January the 6th. It's time to move on, people. CNN. MSNBC. Even Fox. Y'all stupid, dumb newscasts. I'm talking about Fox, not the other two. Move on. Change your floor mat and start liking all people, Fox. Chris Tucker, whatever your redneck name is. You need to change your format, okay? And things is not going to go where you want, okay? This Build Better plan is going to come out. We're going to get free college. We're going to get free medical. And we're going to get these bridges and all this stuff. I mean, Joe Biden is a good president. It's some things that I just don't like he doing. He did and he doing. But he's a good president, okay? He's not up there with Obama and Bill Clinton and JFK and all. But he's a good president, okay? That won't make me go back to the Democrats because I'm standing independent. But he's a good president, all right? He's way better than the one that we just had. I mean, way better. And he only get 4 years. I'm gonna say job well done. You know, he got us halfway there. We get another Republican that's going to push us back, then we definitely going to get an 8-year president of Democrat, and he's going to have 8 years. Him and she going to have 8 years, and they going to get that bill passed. You know, they going to get it passed. You know, so it's going to be probably going to negotiate with some of the things, but I really think it's just these things, like Nancy said. Some of these things is just to raise prices because, you know, our pay is going up $15 an hour, so they're trying to raise prices too. You know, because we got a whole lot of inventory sitting out to sea, just waiting to dock, and nobody doing nothing about it. You know, of course, Joe Biden put up what you call them, so they can work overtime, work late to get this stuff in and all. But like my aunt said, it's just to raise prices and stuff, you know. I mean, I don't know about both parties, you know. It's just confusing, you know. And people just pray. Just keep praying. Praying, whole hands. I mean, prayer do works. And believe me, prayer do works. Because I pray for my son Michael and all my kids. And they doing great. God showed me, don't worry, they doing great. I got them. And God said, don't worry about them. You take care of getting yourself together. I got them for you. And he showed me that. The other day, Michael came pick me up from work and everything. I mean, he got himself a little black car. I mean, it's just so much that I'm so proud of him about, you know. Boy, you know. And believe me, people, I'm not mad. I'm not mad because he got his license before me. I'm super happy, and reason I keep saying this because this is how happy I am for him. I'm bragging about it. I'm bragging about my son got his license. You know, it's a super good thing. You know, I know some of y'all are gonna say, oh yeah, he was. Yeah, I do wish I had my license, but it's just things you gotta deal with, you know. Some people don't believe me, but Michael had a lot of people to believe in him that helped him. Me? No, I don't have that. But I will. I do still have the private person who give me private lessons. I got that in that phone. And I still can go do my tests and all. Soon I renew my license. Soon I renew my learner's permit. I keep y'all up to date. I'm not going to talk about it the whole seasons and all. I'm just going to keep you up to date with it every now and then. But I am super proud of my son, Michael. I'm super proud. Don't believe me because Jesus do. So it don't matter if you don't believe me or not. The good Lord do. And he showed me. You know. And he already said, you're going to get yours too. Just take time. You're going to get yours. Just be patient. I'm going to have me a little car. And I'm just going to enjoy, if I help, just going to enjoy my moment with my children, you know. Because I know I know I'm going to get mine too. And I'm glad that he don't have to ride the buses. I'm glad he don't have to pin on nobody. I'm glad he's not in none of those programs that I put myself into. You know, I mean, so it's a little okay, but you see what they did to me. See what they did where I'm at. So I'm glad he's not involved with no art, no wristcross, no chimes. I'm super glad that he don't have none of that. Thank God he don't have that. Lord have mercy. Because what they put me through. No service coordinator. That's just great. I mean, that's just great. That's just a blessing, you know. You know, I can't be more proud as a father. Two jobs, his own apartment, right down the street, ain't that far. And he got himself a girl who works too. He did way better than his dad. Way better than his dad. Yes! That's exactly what I wanted. You know? And that don't make no excuse for me to stop. Because I'm going to get back on my feet and do better, greater, more things too. You know? But that just encouraged me to see my son and say, yeah, he can do it. I know I got it. Because he came from me. You know? So that just told me that it's right around the corner. All right? But the supernatural things, like haunted houses and silence. One day, once I get all that stuff together, I'm gonna be going to those places. You know, I'm hoping that my brother will go with me. You know, and like I said, I'm gonna do a 50 tour across the country. I'm hoping my brother go with me with that too. But it's a lot of things coming, people. And one of this reason why I put this podcast together is to show people the miracle that God do. You hear me talk about my downfalls and ups and downs? Keep listening to this podcast. You're gonna see things improve. It's not me. It's the miracle of Jesus. He's going to be doing things. And I'm going to be talking about what he's doing. And hopefully this encourage other people to start believing him and all. Read that Bible. Start reading the Bible. Start right there. Start at the beginning. And just start reading it straight through. And you can read the novels. You can read those Bibles. You can read the Bible too. I got the Bible on my phone, and I got the Bible right there next to me over by my printer. Now, since I can't read or write that well, I have it on my phone so it can read the chapters to me. And what you call it? But I can read enough where I can write books. And my first book, Burning Love, Ocean and Sky, go to Amazon, look up my name, Corey Whitlock. When you go to Amazon, just type in my name, and it will come up, Burning Love, Ocean and Sky, my name is Corey Whitlock. So, all you have to do is look that up. Look my name up, and it will come up. Also, Mr. Boogie Shoes coming soon. My book called Boogie Shoes, Mr. Boogie Shoes. Okay? It's about two guys that work in a military factory. Driving home one night, they saw a big black light in the sky. It was a crash UFO. They found the guy, looked normal, human and everything. Only thing, he lost his shoes. His shoes keep him alive. keep him alive on this planet. But he had a second pair of shoes that were backup shoes. But the other shoes he lost during the crash. And he had to find those boogie shoes. And it's an action adventure story. And it's good. It's going to be good. And y'all, this will come out April the 21st. It goes up online on the ebook. April the 21st. Okay? In all book forms. Hardback and paperback too. And this time, whoever bought Burning Love and Ocean Sky, and I'm telling people, whoever do buy it and did buy it, we are trying to magnify it so y'all can read it more better. It's hard to read. You need a magnifying glass to read it. Okay? But it was designed for ebook. It wasn't designed for paperback. And I decided to do paperback at the last minute. So that's why you can't read it. It's small print when you get the book paperback. Okay? So I'm going to send it to a specialist. He's going to format it into paperback and hard copy. Then we're going to uplink it so you can order Burning Love and Ocean Sky. Now, if you want to order the original, go ahead and order the original. It's okay. Just need probably glasses to read it and everything. Also, you can get it on Alexa too. If you have Alexa, just ask book by Corey Whitlock. Just say, Alexa, give me a book by Corey Whitlock. And she'll bring up Burning Love and Ocean Sky. Alright? And just make sure she get the name right, Corey Whitlock. And she'll bring it up, and she'll read the book to you. All right. And she'll probably read Mr. Boogie Shoes, too, when it comes out. So it will be on Amazon, both books. And you can get the paperback and the hard copy of Burning Love and Ocean Sky. And you can get the paperback. And hard copy when it comes out on April the 21st of Mr. Boogie Shoes. Okay? So, everybody who listening to this, please support. And thank you for listening to the show. Catch the show on Facebook. Catch the show on Twitter. And I'm going to try to get the show on Instagram. Put it up on Instagram. And of course, Facebook, and of course, YouTube. Okay, it's going to be on all those formats. YouTube, they're going to be up too. The Corey Whitlock Show is going to be on YouTube, where you can see me on YouTube. So we're going to be promoting that so everybody around the world can see it, and things is going to get moving. And I'd like to thank everyone, including my kids, and a new sign-off matches for everyone. This will be a new sign-off that you're going to be hearing when the music comes. On Nancy, on Diane, Uncle Harry, Robert Land, Rod, Rayvon, and we love you. That's my new sign-off signature. I know it used to be my kids, and also my nieces and nephews, and of course my kids, all five kids, and I would be doing that like that, right? But I'll be naming my aunts and my uncle, and after that the kids and then my cousins. So I know the old sign-off signature was pretty good, but sometimes you gotta change it up, you know. And as time goes along, hopefully I'll move up there in the first, where be the first thing people see on speaker and in the other podcast stuff where you get your podcast from. I'll be the first one that you see. So wherever you get your podcast from, with iHeart or any music format. Hopefully, I'll be the first one in the podcast, not way back there. But if you can't find me, just type my name, Corey Whitlock Show, wherever you get your podcast from. All right? Hopefully, I'll be on Apple. Hopefully, I'll be on Amazon Music Podcast. I keep submitting it to them. I don't know why they won't pick it up. But I finally got on Google. They finally pick it up on Google. So I'm on that music platform podcast. I'm just hoping Apple and Amazon Music will pick me up too. I got all formats though. All formats picked me up so far. So it might be some more out there haven't picked me up yet. But I'm hoping they do. And when they do, I'm just get more listeners and everything. And my life will be better. So, signing off. Live long and prosper. And see you again, as always, on the next episode of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Season 3, people. Thank you for listening.